Begin the current daf, Masechet Zevava, comma, daf Tezvav. We're going to basic and test master, beginning with the Gemara. Literally, we're listening by the day. Why aren't you differentiating the case itself? When you say this, bevuud, abatam, but by tam, that there would be different if you hold that pagan is kekanas. Why do you have to go on to the case of Evan? Today's the same, it's a one, because hecha, abu matzal memahachi, how could we have said such a thing? Abatam, the baitam, in Misham al piatzmit, that you don't pay based on your own admission. The mashmat sounds like da piadim, but the inference would sound like that based on witnesses. Misham, that you would pay, because Hemisher is plainly when Zarks killed that other person. But how do you know? Dimalay Sabal Kabyeseg Lili, maybe it doesn't only resigly that says Tamisham Khatsi Kaifer. So who said you would pay? So why is that a question, really? Says Tysis. Next Tesmas, with the words of Gemara, Hashtam, now you said Paganiska Knossa, which Tysis near would seem to Davkil Mound the Paganiska Knossa. Which that specifically this halacha that we're saying of what we're introducing over here regarding these cases of the dog eating the lamb, it's specifically if you hold actually it wouldn't be liable at all. I mean, you would think okay that you would not be able to collect the bubble. That's the chiddush Gemara saying no, that there is such a chiv is only according to mandam chatzinazik knasas. But chatzinazik mamon you're not chayv at all. Why? The behei tesa. We're going to learn out the liability from the karen liars. You can't learn out from karen because the karen urchihu on some level karen is normal. The stamish varm because again you're going like the mandam chatzinazik is mamon. So that's normal. The stamish varm labecheskish shemekarim. They're not inherently protected. But behind mishunahu. But this case which coming is deranged. The level of the kabbal of mechel emri ravri. It's not norm for a dog to eat a large lamb. Okay, so that's not so difficult. How about told to the Karen? This is the derivative of a Karen. The tabai mishunahu. The book deranged. Unusual. I've got the Karen kabbalas lazik. Although Karen is kabbalas lazik, and here it's not. But at least they share the quality of mishunahu. So therefore, says Tais is that actually what the Gemara is telling us is that actually chatzin ezik mamon will hold you nine mechayv in these cases. But if he snatches lem of kin, they don't remove it from him. Which Amir Ben Tami qualifies this teaching. It says, "Dafki tapas amazik atzmai." This halacha is only if the nizik snatches the actual damaging element itself. Like he snatches the dog or the cat. Come on, then we're saying the lem of kin, don't take it away from him. Because the mazik kin lechachavim regarding the mazik itself, the sage will linish yochalachim, but that the nizik can take possession of him. Im lochem b'shal sazik takes at the time of damage. Because of midachrinu, this place rabbinim is qualified. But as other properties of the mazik, that he cannot. And the reason is, as Tais says, the ibachol davash yitfris. If you think anything that he snatches lim of kinan, you don't take away from him, yol de takol, it's going to become the stumbling block. Because now yom lemacha, because today or tomorrow, yitzol kol shaloi, he's going to steal whatever the mazik has. And we're not going to be able to take it away from the victim because they end up done the kenas. Okay, we can't adjudicate such a court case because the yafsi yesh mashinzik is going to cause a loss to the mazik more than what he damaged. So therefore, since the main time it's only the mazik itself, there's a lot of snatch. I behold them and because a regular listen, the gemara says, "Enough of your test of base. I will chamer. There was a donkey that achal Haman ate bread. The palsay lasali also chewed up the basket. Chay Rebbe Huda and Haman nezik shalom. And Rebbe Huda hold this liability on the bread. Full damages basali chatzin nezik and on the basket chatzin nezik. I thought not done in the kenasus." So this is either Maimon Tapas, either tomorrow where he snatched the mazik itself, or he's pushing him by the communication, because the Kavod Zimla Yitzol, he says, okay, let's go up to Yitzol. And that pressing, like the guy was willing to say, okay, no, let's settle it over here, and he's willing to pay the knas over here, because the guy has, the nizik has the right to force him to go up to Yitzol, never didn't turn over there.